We're just seconds away from a conversation important to business owners. We're talking about a brand new fuel card being offered by Casey's General Store, an Iowa-based company. But the cool thing is, you can use it anywhere. Really. We're going to be talking with Kirk Miller, the commercial fuels manager, about this new fleet offering for business. And fleet, by the way, is two vehicles to thousands. That's coming up next. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, specialists in the world of interpersonal skills training. Did you know that 80% of your success depends on your social and interpersonal skills? And that's what Taro does every day. Learn more at TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More, for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. With me is Kirk Miller, and Kirk is the commercial fuels manager for a company you've probably heard about. If you're in central Iowa and around the Midwest, it's Casey's General Stores. And we're going to be talking about a new commercial program that Casey's has rolled out last fall. And it's for those of you who have vehicles and you might be in a commercial fleet. Kirk, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's break this down a little bit. Casey's sells a lot of stuff. Right?
They do.
And a lot of that stuff really centers on fuel. And so you've rolled out this new commercial program. Explain that to us, would you?
Yeah, Michael. So roughly a year ago, we kind of dug into the business and looked at areas of the business that we thought had a focus but maybe needed a little bit more focus, and areas of the business where we needed to pay some attention, and we thought that there could be maybe some room for improvement. And one of those areas was in our commercial side of the business. So when you think commercial, think fleets,
sure,
obviously, but also think over-the-road traffic, diesel products. So one of the things that we looked at was our offer when it came to commercial and both small and large fleet operators. So one of the areas that we looked at was our fleet card program. And in back in the day, we had what was called the Casey's Convenience Card program, which was a Casey's branded card, could be used only at Casey's. And we offered fuel discounts through that card to fleet operators.
Sure.
So, not a whole lot of marketing behind it. We handled the day-to-day. It was a fairly robust card program that had a lot of accounts and a lot of cards. But it wasn't necessarily a focus for the company. One of the things we did was went through a process of identifying more of a national provider of fleet cards, and arrived at the fact that we needed to roll out some sort of universal program. So with over 2,000 locations at that time, having a card that could not be used, and this sounds weird to say, but could not be used at other competitors of ours and other fuel retailers, we thought was actually hurting us, because it although we had the saturation, a lot of stores from an account standpoint, there's always those areas in those markets where especially smaller fleets need to be able to utilize different locations based on where their business goes. But over-the-road fleets maybe wouldn't pass our stores as often.
So, sure. I was just thinking about mm-hmm. that when we were talking about over-the-road fleets. Mm-hmm. Casey's General Stores tend to be in communities, smaller communities.
Absolutely.
Or in cities like central Iowa's metro area. And the opportunity for big rigs to get there, pretty small.
Well, so you have to look at it kind of twofold. Not only having the site in the area that they're going
right.
on their daily route or the route they're on that day, but also the size of the site. Can we physically get the truck on
sure.
the site to fuel if they wanted to?
Sure.
So looking at it from a kind of a holistic approach, where were we at? Where were our stores at? Where were our customers going and what were they wanting? So a universal program.
Kirk, I have to stop you right there. You know, it is so refreshing to hear about a company that takes the time to listen to their customers, because that's where the decisions really get made, isn't it?
That's right. And it was something that I don't think customers were clamoring for, right, or were pushing us to
do. They didn't know that they needed it.
That's right. And I think we were we saw an opportunity. We saw an opportunity to improve the customer experience and broaden our offer to those customers that maybe we weren't attractive to in the past because we didn't have the offer to accommodate them.
Let's go ahead, before we get too far into the weeds on this, define what a fleet is. If I'm a plumber and I've got two trucks, or
you're a fleet. If you have a federal identification number, yep, and you are incorporated and have multiple vehicles, and multiple vehicles to us is two or more. Actually, our fleet customer is really kind of in that 2 to 5, 5 to 10.
So small business owners.
It really is, and we like to cater to those customers. We think they're a very loyal customer base, which we can appreciate. And we also think that we have, like you mentioned, in rural areas, not only one store but multiple stores throughout those markets that allow us to cater to that guy, that customer that goes all over that community. He doesn't have to drive to the east side of town to come to a Casey's, because there's probably a Casey's on the west side, right, of town, and the north side of town, and the south side of town. So we feel like we can offer a very attractive offer to that customer, even though they might only have, what is considered a limited number of vehicles in that fleet.
So, well, I think that's very important for people to understand, because the moment we say fleet, you're thinking about 400 or 500 vehicles and all that kind of stuff. But that while they can take advantage of this, that doesn't necessarily give the picture of the typical Casey's customer, right?
Well, and historically, those size fleets have been left out of fleet programs to begin with. So everything nowadays and in the past has been driven by, well, how many gallons are you going to do on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis? A customer with two or three trucks, even if they're driving all the time, they're just not going to be able to go out and actively get the kind of security that they need from a card, the reporting that they might need, or at least be able to take advantage of, and really at the end of the day, not get any type of discount for doing those. It simply becomes a card in their pocket that they use. There's no real upside to it. What we've tried to do is put a program in place that caters to that smaller fleet customer, but also allows the larger fleet to take advantage of all the things that a universal card provides. So we feel like we put a card in place that can cater from the fleet operator that has two trucks to the fleet guy that needs to go out across multiple markets, multiple states, and might not fill 100% up at Casey's when they're fueling,
right,
but still be able to generate the kind of savings they need from a discount standpoint to make it worth their while to have a card that they can use across multiple platforms.
Kirk Miller is our guest. He is the commercial fuels manager for Casey's General Store. Let's talk a little bit about the program in specific terms. Kirk, what does this mean? And I'm really intrigued about the thing that you said, that this is not proprietary from the standpoint that you have to use it at Casey's stores. Explain all that.
That's right. So you'll hear the term universal a lot, which is, think of it as a co-branded Casey's card. So we partnered with Fleet Corps, who is backed by, branded with MasterCard. So our card is a MasterCard branded fleet card. We've even shied away, not because it has any, negative connotations or anything, but from calling it a fleet card, and it's really a business card. It's a Casey's business MasterCard is what we've labeled it. And that allows us to be co-branded, so it's branded with the Casey's logo, but also with the MasterCard, so it can be used anywhere MasterCard is accepted.
Hmm.
That's where the universal acceptance comes in. So think it as a typical MasterCard, not the consumer MasterCard that you could go on and use at a Walmart or on Amazon to buy goods. It's designated for fuel retailers. So we think it opened us up to a number of customers that historically have shied away from being tied to strictly a branded card or being forced to have to carry multiple cards because for some reason there isn't a Casey's where they needed to fill up when they needed to, or it just wasn't in their daily path, they would have to have a Casey's card, and then they would have to have a more of a universal card to fall back on as a backup card.
Sure, so this makes perfect sense.
Two cards in one, think
right.
of it.
And it is only for fuel. And small business owners or larger owners of fleets, how do they get in touch? Well, how do they make this happen?
So you talked a little bit earlier about the marketing of or the lack of marketing that we had. We chose Fleet Corps because they gave us a marketing presence throughout our marketing area and in the markets that we want to grow in. So what they can do, there's a number of different ways they can get information. They can get information directly from the store. We have in-store marketing material that's in place. We have a website set up with Fleet Corps that they can go through to get just more information on the program, to fill out the application, or they can always reach out directly to myself, or we have a sales team within Fleet Corps that they can reach out to be, you know, a little bit more walk through the application process,
sure.
answer questions, and really – the application process itself only takes minutes to apply. Fill in some information about yourself, about your company, the number of vehicles you have. A representative kind of takes your application, runs with it, and then they really start to cater the program to you at that point. So they're deciding how many cards you need, if you want vehicle cards. You mentioned, you know, it's for fuel, but it can also be used to purchase other items. So it can't be used inside the store unless it's set up with prompting from the customer themselves. So every card will give them access to fuel. But they also can have fuel and maintenance cards, which allows them to buy antifreeze or windshield wiper fluids or windshield wipers.
Vehicle-related
items. But then also that card can be opened up to be open to all is what the card is called. And that can allow them to really give that driver or the holder of that card free rein to buy whatever they want in the store. So
we can get a Slurpee.
That's right. Yeah. Or Casey's Pizza.
Even better. good marketing.
Absolutely.
You know, isn't it interesting and divergent here for just a moment? Casey's has really put a stake in the ground around pizza and pizza sales. Why is that, Kurt?
I tell you what, being somewhat new to Casey's, you quickly learn when you come in the door that the focus is on pizza, but there's a reason for that.
I'm sure there is.
We are really good at what we do in that space, and our stores do a great job of preparing really, really good pizzas, either by the slice or by the pie. We promote it. I tell people kind of in a joking manner, you know, we're a pizza chain that sells fuel.
It really is remarkable.
It really is. And I was familiar with Casey's. I was in South Arkansas, so we don't have Casey's down there, but I originally was from Northwest Arkansas. And we did have some Casey's stores in that area. Was never really familiar with the pizza, had never had it till I moved here, and it is just it's somewhat refreshing to be at a company that is not reliant on one segment of the business to be to grow.
Right.
Because there is a focus on pizza, but they also focus on other parts of the business, which is good to have that base, that core piece of the
sure.
business to fall back on that you know is going to be there and that you can put offers tied to that pizza. So
yeah, and it makes perfect sense. And, you know, as an advertising and marketing professional, when Casey's rolled out this whole pizza thing several years ago now, the place for pizza or something like that is the tagline, you know, I'm
famous
going,
for pizza.
Famous for pizza, that was it. And you go, this is pretty brilliant because it takes you out of the realm of just a convenience store and says, okay, who doesn't like pizza?
That's
and
right.
if it's good.
Yeah, and our customers from a pizza standpoint are very loyal, and you don't hear very many stories of people coming in and having a bad experience when
right.
it comes to the pizza side of the business.
Our guest is Kirk Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for that divergent conversation into the world of pizza, but I think it's a brilliant marketing move by Casey's General Stores. How many stores do you guys have?
So just over 2,100 stores.
Wow. And before you came here, we had news stories, of course, that there was thoughts of selling the firm, and there was some, to say it nicely, there was some folks that hostile takeover, I think, is the two words that come to mind. And that's all been settled out, eh?
It has. It has at least been, you know, rumors and talk of that as kind of moved to other areas. It was good. It was, you know, coming here before that took place, I wasn't privy to any of those conversations or anything. But any time that a company, whether it's a company like Casey's that's been in business for 50 years, pretty settled in its ways, anytime that they can, you know, look at the business in a different way, or at least start to identify areas where, okay, maybe we haven't had the focus in this this area that we should have, or there's a chance to increase the focus, I think it's a good thing. And I think we came out of those conversations with a clear understanding of maybe what we wanted to do as a company, and maybe allowed us to push those items that that needed to have that focus to the top, and really kind of decrease the time frame for when they were maybe wanting to roll out some of those things. So
adversity sometimes is a benefit.
That's right. And it comes with kind of being a publicly traded company. You have, you know, eyeballs on you on a daily basis. So you know, I think it was something that at the end of the day we came out on the better side, on the better end, once it kind of played through.
Kirk Miller, ladies and gentlemen, the commercial fuels manager for Casey's General Stores. I've certainly enjoyed this conversation. I have an off-air story I have to tell you about Casey's. Okay. When I first landed in Iowa, that I thought was amazing, because I had, what are these places?
Yeah,
I had never
there's
seen
quite
them.
A few of them.
and I imagine that there are. And I came from Illinois. I'll just tell you on air. So I came from Illinois and to do programming and work for a very large radio station, and I was put up at a hotel across the street from a Casey's store. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking out the door and going, what the hell is this? You know what? I'd never seen anything like this before. And I will tell you, the year was 1979. So that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. In the infancy, I think, of convenience stores and lots of mom and pop places, but nothing like this.
Right.
I was just captivated by the fact it was a cool name. Cool-looking store, mm-hmm. and it just kind of exuded Iowa.
And it does, and it really exudes every, you know, the majority of the areas, the rural areas you mentioned. It really becomes the place to go in those areas. So a lot of times we get stories of a new store being built, and people are just thankful, like, yes, we – you know, the store, you know, the town next door, the city 25 miles away had a Casey's, and we've just always wanted one. And now that we have one, it becomes the
meeting
place.
Yeah.
And there's still those stores out there where people come to meet. And I think that's part of, you know, it ties back to the fleet program, is that we don't want to lose focus on those customers that have made us who we are as a company for 50 years. And I don't think there's any dramatic changes in plans to steer away or drive away from that core, you know, customer first approach, and making every customer feel like they have ownership or are involved in the success of that store. And you know, I think it's something that is rare. It's not out there in every company. A company that's 50 years old can be looked at two ways: a company that's been along for, you know, around for a long time and it's starting to die off, or one that has, you know, withstood the test of time and will continue to you know, withstand the test of time. And I think Casey's is the latter of those.
Good stuff. His name is Kirk Miller. Kirk, thanks so very much for joining us. We will have links, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, on our radio blog, so you can find out more about how to get into this fleet program through Casey's. Kirk,
absolutely.
Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Once again, that was Kirk Miller, the commercial fuels manager for Casey's General Store. We will have links up for the fuel card program for fleets up on our radio blog. Neat program. All right, that about wraps it up for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby does sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for
the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Kirk Miller, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.